Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The Kakadu Plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, and this is Womanica. If you're tuning in for the first time, here's the deal. Every weekday, we're telling the stories of women from around the world and throughout history who you may not know about, but definitely should. Each month is themed. This month, we're talking about troublemakers and villains. We're covering stories from across the spectrum, from women who made good trouble, to women who thrived in illicit industries, to villains in the truest sense of the word. All of the women we're covering had a major impact on the societies in which they lived. Women, like men, have played good and bad roles in human history. To gloss over women who we may find less than inspiring is to accept a diminished and inaccurate place in the historical record. Today's episode is about a real villain. If you're listening with young children, you may want to sit this one out. Today we're diving into the dark story of a woman who became one of Italy's first serial killers. Nicknamed the Soapmaker of Correggio, she committed shocking acts of violence and depravity. As a result, her trial in 1946 gripped the country. Let's talk about Leonarda Cianciulli. Leonarda was born in 1893 or 1894. Sources disagree. She grew up in the southern Italian town of Montella. Leonarda had an unhappy childhood. In a memoir she wrote from prison later in life, she described herself as a child as frail and weak. Her parents treated her unkindly, and she attempted suicide twice. As a teenager, Leonarda frequently visited psychics. Two particular readings left her with a grim, foreboding view of her future. One psychic told her that she would have many children, but they would all die young. Another psychic gave her a palm reading. She told Leonarda, "In your right hand, I see prison. In your left hand, I see a criminal asylum." These readings proved to be quite accurate. When she was about 21 years old, Leonarda went against her parents' wishes and married a man named Raffaele Pansardi. She believed that her mother cursed their union. Then came the first fulfillment of the psychic's predictions. Over the course of her life, Leonarda was pregnant 17 times. She had 3 miscarriages, and 10 of her children died young. Such an experience would have caused much grief and anxiety. And for Leonarda, that manifested in particular ways. Perhaps fearful of the psychic's prophecy, Leonarda became incredibly protective of the 4 children who remained. She became paranoid and increasingly superstitious. In 1930, an earthquake hit Lacedonia, where Leonarda and her family were living. Lacedonia was the epicenter, and the disaster killed more than 1,000 people and destroyed more than 30 buildings. Leonarda's home was one of them. After the earthquake, Leonarda and her family moved to a northern Italian town called Correggio, where she would go on to run a shop. She was popular around town, and Leonarda's neighbors saw her as a devoted mother. Leonarda was also a local matchmaker and fortune teller, and the townspeople sought out her skills. In 1939, as World War II was just beginning in Europe, Leonarda heard that Giuseppe, her oldest son, was drafted into the army. This led to the fulfillment of the second psychic vision. By some accounts, Leonarda decided that in order to protect her favorite son, she needed to make human sacrifices. One by one, between the years of 1939 and 1940, in exchange for money, she lured older women in and promised them what they most desired. The first was Faustina Setti. Faustina was lonely and in search of a husband. Leonarda convinced her that she'd found just the man for her in another town. Leonarda convinced Faustina to write letters to friends and family to tell them of Faustina's newfound love and that Faustina was leaving to live with him. Instead, when Faustina came over to say goodbye to Leonarda, she was served poisoned wine. Leonarda then killed Faustina with an axe, drained her blood, dismembered her, and put her body into a large pot of caustic soda to dispose of it. The story gets even more morbid. Leonarda reportedly used Faustina's blood to bake into cakes, which she served to ladies in town. She wrote in her memoir that she and her son Giuseppe also ate them. Leonarda's second victim was Francesca Soavi. Leonarda promised Francesca a new job at a girls' school in another town. Francesca also wrote letters to let her family know of her big life change. She was then murdered and disposed of in the same manner as Faustina. Finally, Virginia Cacioppo, a former opera singer. Leonarda also tricked her into believing she'd found her a new job outside of Correggio. But Virginia met the same fate as the other two victims. This time, Leonarda used the caustic soda and lime to render Virginia's body into soap and candles as well. Virginia's sister-in-law began to worry and alerted the police. Virginia was last seen walking into Leonarda's house, so the police initially suspected Giuseppe. But upon questioning, Leonarda immediately confessed to the murders, protective of her son even then. Leonarda's trial was a national sensation. People were not only shocked by her crimes, but also by the fact that someone of her gender was capable of committing such atrocities. In 1946, Leonarda was convicted and sentenced to 30 years in prison and 3 years in a criminal asylum. She was in a criminal asylum when she died of a cerebral apoplexy on October 15, 1970. She was 79 years old. All these years later, her crimes still fascinate, and some of her weapons and pots are now at the Criminology Museum in Rome. All month, we're talking about complex women who were villains and troublemakers in their own times. For more on why we're doing what we're doing, check out our newsletter, Womanica Weekly. Special thanks to Liz Kaplan, my favorite sister and co-creator. Talk to you tomorrow.
Poetry has the power to connect our inner universe and the outer world. In just one turn of phrase, poetry can anchor us or shift a moment, a day, even a whole life. Join me, Ada Limone, on The Slowdown for a poem and a moment of reflection in one short episode every weekday. Listen to The Slowdown wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.